Chairman David Bennett opened the Statesboro Fire Tax District meeting by welcoming attendees and emphasizing the importance of fire protection for both county and city residents. He stressed that public safety and responsible use of tax dollars are key priorities. The purpose of the meeting was to bring all stakeholders together to discuss a path forward for fire protection in the 5-mile district of Statesboro. Bennett acknowledged that significant changes have occurred since the original fire protection plan was negotiated and that further changes are expected as both the city and county continue to grow. He stated that he feels the current plan is no longer sustainable and must be updated to reflect present and future needs of the county. His goal for the meeting was to encourage open and honest dialogue to find a mutually beneficial solution for fire protection moving forward. Interim County Manager Cindy Steinman provided background on why the meeting was necessary. She reminded attendees that the Bullock County Board of Commissioners voted in December to let the current fire protection agreement expire on June 30, 2025. Steinman outlined several issues with the existing agreement, including fire inspections are no longer conducted by the city. The millage rate listed in the agreement is outdated, originally 1.8 mils, now 2.75 mils, annual meetings and monthly reporting required by the agreement have not been consistent. The county fire department has begun the transition from a volunteer force to a full-time department since the agreement was first established. Bullock County Fire Chief Ben Tapley outlined the county's position and proposal for a revised fire protection agreement. Bullock County Fire Chief Ben Tapley explaining the county's plan. Blake Williams' key points of the county's proposal. The county will take over responsibility for about half of the 5-mile district, incorporating it into the Rural Fire District on July 1, 2025. A new 1-year contract will be put in place, set to expire on June 30, 2026. The Bullock County Fire Department will use the next year to build necessary fire infrastructure in the area. The county will assume full fire protection services outside of the Statesboro Fire Tax District after this transition period. Critical infrastructure investments will be made in the 5-mile district, which under the current contract is not possible. Proposed district breakdown and tax considerations. North of Highway 24 and west of Highway 301 South will be part of the Rural Fire District, covered by the county. South of Highway 24 and east of Highway 301 South will remain in the Statesboro Fire Tax District, covered by Statesboro Fire Department. Tax assessment numbers have been reviewed, with fair market values and assessed values included in the proposal package. The proposed division ensures relatively balanced tax contributions between the two districts. Proposed collaboration and future planning. The proposed county plan includes an automatic aid agreement ensuring mutual assistance between city and county fire departments. This collaboration is essential for improving emergency response times and ISO ratings ahead of the next evaluation cycle. City Manager Charles Penny opened by acknowledging the working relationship between the city and county staff, expressing appreciation for past cooperation. He then introduced key city staff members, including Fire Chief Tim Graham, Deputy Fire Chief Bobby Duggar, Finance Director Cindy West, and City Attorney Kane Smith, emphasizing their combined decades of experience in managing city operations and fire protection. Statesboro City Manager Charles Penny discussing his issues with the county's plan. Blake Williams' background on the fire agreement and city's position. The current fire agreement began in 2021 and was negotiated with the previous county fire chief. At that time, the city had 48 certified firefighters. Previously, the county contributed funds to help staff city firefighters who responded in the fire tax district. Over time, the city has made significant investments in fire protection, including adding 21 new firefighter positions, 9 through city funding, 12 through a SAFER grant, to properly cover the city and 5-mile district, improving response times to meet NFPA standards, ensuring firefighters can immediately begin interior attacks upon arrival, planning for a third fire station on Brannan Street to improve coverage, concerns about the county's proposal comparing service levels. Penny pushed back on County Fire Chief Ben Tapley's call volume cost comparison, arguing that the county's numbers included EMS calls, while the city's only accounted for fire response. He stressed that response time and service quality should be the key focus, not just call volume costs. Funding discrepancies. The city currently receives $2.3 million from the county for fire protection. The county said they received $3 million. Size of district. The 5-mile fire district is 96 square miles. This city is 17 square miles. This means 82% city's fires coverage area is in the county, but funding only accounts for 30% of the city fire department total budget. Service Delivery Agreement, SDS. Penny emphasized that the SDS agreement is in effect until 2029, meaning the county cannot unilaterally change fire protection plans without the city's consent. This proposal goes nowhere without an agreement from the city. No automatic aid without funding. He made it clear that the city will not agree to automatic aid under the proposed plan to remove funding. Impact on residents. If the fire agreement ends, residents in the fire tax district would lose Class 2 fire protection. Every citizen in the 5-mile fire district will be seriously impacted by higher insurance rates and no longer have the services of a Class 2 fire department, including slower response times. Penny cited city data showing an 8-minute average response time with a goal of 4-minute response time, while county reports show 18 to 20 minutes in some areas. Penny stated that the city is committed to providing quality fire protection but feels the county should focus on improving services in unincorporated areas rather than dismantling the current system. He also expressed frustration that the city had not been given advance notice of the county's proposal before the meeting, calling it a lack of professional courtesy. Chairman Bennett acknowledged past tensions between the city and county but emphasized that his focus is on moving forward rather than dwelling on previous disagreements. He noted that response times in the 5-mile district are longer than the city's, partly due to a lack of fire infrastructure in key areas. The county's goal is to invest in fire stations and equipment in the 5-mile district as part of a long-term plan to improve coverage across the county. Bennett stressed that Bullock County has a responsibility to provide fire protection to all residents, not just those in the city or fire tax district. He shared a personal example of living in an area with ISO Class 10 fire protection, meaning little to no fire coverage, and how that affects insurance rates and public safety. While he recognized the city's fire services as effective, he made it clear that the county must take steps to build its own infrastructure, ensuring that rural residents have access to reliable fire protection. He assured Penny and city officials that the intent is not to undermine city services but to create a plan that benefits both parties. Bennett asked city officials to take time to review the county's proposal rather than making an immediate decision, emphasizing that he respects their position regardless of the outcome. He reiterated his commitment to honest collaboration despite disagreements and reminded Penny of their previous post-hurricane relief efforts, underscoring his willingness to work together. Mayor Jonathan McCaller took a direct approach, stating that the 5-mile district is already well served by the Statesboro Fire Department, which provides Class 2 fire coverage with an 8-minute response time. He argued that the real issue the county should focus on is improving fire protection in truly rural areas, where residents currently face ISO Class 10 ratings and longer response times. Concerns about county's fire infrastructure plan. Double taxation issue. McCaller questioned how the county could fund new fire stations in the 5-mile district without using tax dollars from city residents, which would result in double taxation. Current county funding. He noted that the 5-mile district currently subsidizes 30% of the city's fire department funding, totaling $2.3 million, but it consists of 82% of the city's fire department current coverage area. Total 5-mile fire district is 96 square miles, the city is 17 square miles, increased costs for residents. If the county takes over fire protection in the 5-mile district, ISO ratings will likely rise, leading to higher insurance costs for residents. McCaller stressed that the county cannot provide the same level of service at the same cost as the city's existing fire protection agreement. Recommendation and call for professionalism: prioritize rural areas first. McCaller urged the county to invest in fire protection for rural areas first, rather than disrupting an already effective system in the 5-mile district. He suggested the county expand outward first instead of focusing on an area that is already covered. Better communication needed. McCaller expressed frustration that the county's proposal was introduced in a public meeting without prior discussion. He called for better professional communication, suggesting that a phone call or email in advance would have allowed for more productive discussions. Commissioner Timmy Rushing sought clarification on ISO ratings and their impact on fire protection classifications. He noted that ISO Class 2 ratings primarily benefit industrial properties, while residential properties generally do not go below a Class 3. Rushing emphasized that many parts of Bullock County, particularly the southeastern area near Highway 67, lack adequate fire protection, despite ongoing growth in that region. He pointed out that one of the county's challenges has been the inability to build fire stations in certain areas, which has limited the expansion of fire services. While he acknowledged that the city currently provides fire protection to the 5-mile district, he stressed that the county needs to find ways to improve coverage in other rural areas. One possible approach, he suggested, would be to strategically position new fire stations along the edges of the district, allowing them to serve both the 5-mile district and the more rural parts of the county. Rushing concluded by stating that ISO ratings and fire protection plans can be complex and often misunderstood by residents. City Fire Chief Tim Graham clarified the difference between the ISO classifications for Statesboro Fire Department and the Bullock County Fire Department. He explained that Statesboro operates as a flat Class 2 fire district, meaning every resident and property within the district automatically receives a Class 2 rating. In contrast, if the county were to take over fire services, its system would follow a split classification model, designated as ISO Class 4 Quarters Y. This means that in order for a property to qualify for a Class 4 rating, it must be within 5 road miles of a fire station and within 1,000 feet of a credible water source. If a property does not meet these criteria, it would default to a Class 4Y rating, which results in insurance premiums closer to those of an ISO Class 8 or 9 rating. Graham emphasized that many residents in the 5-mile district would likely see a significant increase in insurance costs if the county assumed responsibility for fire protection. Instead of simply moving from a Class 2 to a Class 4, some properties would be reclassified to an ISO Class 8 or 9 equivalent, leading to dramatically higher premiums. His explanation confirmed Commissioner Rushing's concerns about the financial impact of ISO changes, reinforcing the importance of considering how any restructuring of fire services would affect property owners. Chief Tapley responded to Chief Graham's concerns about ISO classifications and fire service capabilities. He argued that while the city's ISO survey confirmed sufficient water resources in the 5-mile district, the county is fully prepared to provide comparable fire protection if it assumes responsibility for the district. He emphasized that the county has a structured plan to expand fire services and infrastructure in the district. While the city currently has one fire station serving the district, the county has 7 member stations and would strategically position fire apparatus, including tankers, to maintain effective response capabilities. He stated that ISO evaluations would take into account the county's overall resources and expanded response area once the transition occurs. The county's long-term plan includes building new fire stations, relocating ambulances closer to citizens, and using tax dollars from the 5-mile district to develop county fire services, much like how those funds have been used to support the city's fire department in the past. He acknowledged that the transition would take time but assured officials that the county is committed to delivering quality fire services to residents in the 5-mile district and beyond. Chairman Bennett used the county map to explain why placing fire stations within the 5-mile district is critical to the county's long-term fire protection plan. Chairman Bennett climbs on top of table during the meeting to be closer to the map to better explain point. Blake Williams. He pointed out that Highway 67, near the fairgrounds, is a key area with no fire protection and an ISO Class 10 rating. While some coverage is provided in certain rural areas, large sections of the county remain without adequate fire service. Bennett explained that placing a fire station within the 5-mile district would allow the county to cover both the district and nearby rural areas more effectively. In response to concerns about placing stations outside the district instead, Bennett defended the county's right to decide where to place fire infrastructure just as the city determines its own fire station locations. He emphasized that funding is the key issue. Without access to the 5-mile district's fire tax revenue, the county cannot build the infrastructure needed to improve service across the county. Bennett reiterated that the county is asking for 1 year to implement its fire protection plan and confirmed that he previously informed the city manager that the county would assume full responsibility for fire services in the district by July 1, 2025. However, he noted that Statesboro City Council has not yet formally approved this transition. City Manager Penny firmly stated that Statesboro will not agree to automatic aid if the fire protection agreement is terminated. He emphasized that automatic aid would result in city taxpayers subsidizing fire protection for the county, which the city is unwilling to do. Instead, the city would only offer mutual aid, meaning fire assistance would only be provided when specifically requested rather than automatically responding to all calls. Penny warned that if the agreement ends on July 1, 2025, residents in the 5-mile district will lose their Class 2 fire coverage, leading to higher insurance rates and longer response times. He questioned whether the county was truly prepared to take over the district without automatic aid, arguing that it would be impossible for the county to maintain the same level of service. He pushed back against accusations that the city was using the issue as leverage, stating that the county made the decision, without discussing their plans with the city, prior to voting to cancel the agreement and should now deal with the consequences. He also highlighted the city's significant personnel investments in the fire department, explaining that the budget has doubled from $3 million to $6 million due to the addition of 21 new firefighters required to meet NFPA standards. While fire trucks and equipment are important, Penny stressed that firefighters are the real backbone of the department, and maintaining staffing levels is crucial for effective emergency response. Penny explained that fire funding has been adjusted over the years, with the county originally contributing $1.8 million, later increasing to $2.25 million, and then $2.75 million after reassessments. However, with the SAFER grant set to expire, the city will soon be responsible for fully funding those 21 positions. He noted that while the city has experienced rapid growth, including over 4,700 new housing units approved, future tax revenues remain uncertain. Penny reiterated that Statesboro will not dictate how the county should run its fire department, but he suggested that placing fire stations near the edge of the 5-mile district could allow the county to expand services while still providing adequate coverage for both rural and city adjacent areas. Mayor McCollar acknowledged that city and county staff have worked well together on past projects, but he recognized that fire protection is a sensitive issue because it affects residents across the entire county. He suggested that rather than focusing on taking over fire protection in the 5-mile district, the county should prioritize building fire stations just beyond that area, where rural fire protection is severely lacking. If, in the future, the county develops the ability to provide the same level of service as the city within the 5-mile district, the conversation could be revisited. McCollar pointed out that major growth is coming to the southern end of the county, with new housing developments, business districts, and a new high school for Brooklet. This future growth means that public safety infrastructure, including fire protection, must be built in anticipation of increased demand. He estimated that a new high school could accommodate about 3,000 students and thousands more families and homes to the area, reinforcing the need for strategic fire station placement. He argued that the conversation about the 5-mile district is premature and that the county should be thinking 10, 20, or even 30 years ahead to ensure that fire services are expanded where they will be most needed in the long run. Instead of trying to take over a fire district that is already well protected, McCollar urged county officials to shore up services in rural areas with high ISO ratings and then, if necessary, work their way back toward the city over time. Ultimately, he stated that if the county insists on taking over the 5-mile district, the city will respect that decision and shift its focus back to its own jurisdiction. However, his main concern is ensuring that all of Bullock County has a strong public safety infrastructure, not just select areas. He emphasized that during his 8-year tenure, the city has made significant investments in both fire and police services, and he does not believe disrupting existing fire protection in the 5-mile district is the best approach. Instead, he urged officials to prioritize rural fire protection improvements before making changes to areas that already have effective fire services in place. Chairman Bennett responded by emphasizing that the county's fire protection plan was not made lightly and has been carefully developed with consideration for its long-term consequences and effects. He acknowledged the city's concerns but insisted that this plan is the foundation for future growth, much like laying the foundation for a house before building the rest of the structure. Bennett stressed that creating a central hub in the 5-mile district is a necessary first step before expanding fire services outward. He argued that starting with rural fire stations first, without a strong base, would not be effective. While additional growth and improvements are planned, he stated that this is not the time to present those details. He also acknowledged that he inherited some existing challenges and is working through them methodically, one bite at a time. While discussions could continue, he suggested that officials take time to carefully review the county's plan, speak with subject matter experts, and give it genuine consideration before making any final decisions. Bullock County Public Safety Director Randy Tillman acknowledged the high level of professionalism in both the city and county fire departments, stating that residents are fortunate to have well-trained teams responding to emergencies. He emphasized that both departments have grown significantly, with the county transitioning from a volunteer force to a full-time department. Tillman noted that approximately 30% of the Statesboro Fire Department's funding comes from the 5-mile district and that around 400 fire calls per year originate from that area. While he acknowledged that these numbers only tell part of the story, he pointed out that availability of resources must also be considered when determining funding and fire coverage. He also recognized the mayor's concerns about growth in both the city and county, noting that if fire services in the 5-mile district shift back to the county, the city could focus its resources on serving its growing population more effectively. This could result in better fire service within the city limits, benefiting city residents. Tillman reiterated that both the city and county have long-term plans for improving fire protection, with the county focusing on expanding services in rural areas. He mentioned that the county already owns land on Highway 119, suggesting that infrastructure expansion is in motion. He concluded by stating that while the focus has been on rural fire protection, officials must consider fire service improvements across the entire county, including areas outside of the city. County Fire Chief Tapley echoed concerns about growth in both the city and county, acknowledging that both fire departments must plan for expansion to keep up with increasing demand. He noted that if fire services in the 5-mile district revert to the county, the city could reallocate resources to better serve its growing population, improving fire protection within Statesboro. Tapley emphasized that the discussion is ultimately about developing a structured plan that benefits both departments and ensures adequate fire protection countywide. He reiterated that the county already has a long-term strategy in place, citing their existing land on Highway 119 as an example of planned expansion. He stressed that while rural fire protection remains a priority, officials must also take a broader view of fire service needs across the entire county, not just within the 5-mile district. His remarks reinforced the county's position that their plan aims to strengthen fire services for all residents, not just those in rural areas. Mayor McCaller reiterated the importance of building a strong fire protection system across the county, emphasizing that disasters can happen anywhere and that mutual aid between departments is crucial. He referenced a recent fire in Metter, where Statesboro and other surrounding counties, including Toombs County, provided assistance, highlighting the need for regional cooperation in fire response efforts. McCaller again proposed that instead of building new fire stations inside the 5-mile district, the county should consider placing them just outside the district's boundary. This approach, he argued, would allow for an easier transition in the future if the county eventually takes over the district's fire services. By positioning stations strategically on the edges, they could serve rural areas immediately while remaining ready to expand coverage into the 5-mile district when necessary. He acknowledged that the decision ultimately rests with the county, but he urged officials to consider long-term planning strategies that ensure flexibility and preparedness for future growth and fire protection needs. Chairman Bennett clarified that the county is not definitively planning to build fire stations within the 5-mile district but wants the flexibility to do so if needed. He emphasized that funding remains a key issue, which is why the county's proposal includes dividing the 5-mile district in half, ensuring that the city continues receiving half of its current fire funding for the next year rather than an immediate cutoff. Bennett also suggested that the county is open to reevaluating the situation in a year. He acknowledged that if, after a year, the county determines it is not fully prepared to take over fire services, they could consider extending the existing fire agreement for another year. Commissioner Rushing emphasized the need for clear communication with residents, as terms like automatic aid, mutual aid, and ISO ratings can cause confusion and concern. He clarified that while legally bound agreements differentiate automatic aid from mutual aid, in practice, both the city and county would still respond to major emergencies when needed. He rejected the idea that this was a sandbox situation, stressing that both departments must work together regardless of jurisdiction. Mayor McCullough suggested that now is the perfect time to develop a comprehensive, long-term fire protection plan for the entire county, rather than focusing solely on the 5-mile district. He proposed that officials analyze population growth trends, evaluate infrastructure needs, and determine how all municipalities, not just Statesboro, fit into the county's fire protection strategy. He encouraged City Manager Charles Penny and Interim County Manager Cindy Steinman to collaborate with their teams to work through the details of such a plan. McCullough stated that while discussions about the 5-mile district are important, the larger issue is how the city and county can work together to ensure adequate fire protection for the entire county. He noted that both the city and county populations are growing, and fire service planning should reflect long-term needs rather than just immediate concerns. McCullough also pointed out that this discussion only began in December, meaning it is still early in the decision-making process. He urged officials to take the time needed to thoroughly evaluate options before making any final commitments. His final message was that whatever decision is made should ultimately serve the best interests of all residents in both the city and county. Key takeaways and financial dispute. Chairman David Bennett and city officials agreed that a decision must be made soon regarding whether the city and county will continue their current fire protection agreement. Officials suggested setting a deadline for a decision, with February 14, Valentine's Day, or February 17 being mentioned as potential dates. City Manager Charles Penny firmly stated that if the proposal reduces the city's current funding for fire services, he cannot recommend it to the City Council. The city currently receives $2.3 million from the 5-mile district's millage rate, 2.75 mils, and Penny declared that any reduction in funding would be a non-starter, because the city's budget is based on that amount. Next steps and final remarks. Officials agreed that both sides will follow up in a timely manner to ensure that all parties have the necessary information before making a final decision. Interim County Manager Cindy Steinman stated that she will consult with county commissioners before making any commitments. The group tentatively agreed to reconvene in mid-February, either the 14th or 17th, to finalize discussions and determine the future of the fire protection agreement. The meeting wrapped up with both sides recognizing the complexity of the issue and the need for continued discussion before reaching a final agreement.